There is no one right way or best way to write about poetry, but time constraints and mark schemes require us to write in a way that allows the assessor to reward us for the quality of our ideas and the strength of our argument. Poems are not puzzles to be solved, and they don't have hidden meanings like Easter eggs in online games, but they can be nuanced and subtle, and so careful reading and thinking are required. Like any skill, this becomes easier with experience and practice. It's unlikely that you will finish reading a poem and have a confident sense of the themes and its message. You're more likely to have a series of ideas which will hint at patterns of words or images, and these in turn, when combined, may produce a reading of the poem, that is, an interpretation or a viewpoint. Another student may read the same poem but find very different ideas. And this is because they're bringing a different set of life experiences and ways of thinking than you are. And in lessons, you can each express these ideas in discussion. And your idea and appreciation of the poem will become deeper and more sophisticated from this sharing process. But under exam conditions, this exchange of ideas isn't, of course, possible. And it can become easy to doubt yourself or feel worried that you might be missing the point of the poem. As long as your reading is supported by the evidence, then your point of view is as valid as your classmates or your teachers. The poet will no doubt also have a sense of what they were writing for, and they'll have a clear idea of what their intended themes were, but theirs too is just one reading of the poem. And this is an important point. Reading is a co-creative process. In other words, you're not passively consuming the words of another person. You are interpreting them, percolating them through your unique mind, and arriving at a reading which may be unique to you. The poem's meaning exists in a space between the writer, you, and the words on the page. It's more like a cloud of potential. But this doesn't mean that anything goes and a poem can mean anything that you want it to. Some readings are more likely to hold up to scrutiny than others. But hopefully this will give you a little more confidence about studying and writing about poetry.